tell you about Public Square. There are several lines that meet other edges.
Youth of this country who are already in a disillusioned, disenchanted state will be encouraged.
Where we talk about the fine margin. Sometimes it's black, white, and blurry.
It's also informed by the need to save costs and reduce legislative time.
Then there are the actors right at the center, coming through political processes, which could be dramatic.
To the extent of this impeachment, if Parliament does not raise this money.
And controversial.
If driving to the roads is engaging the macabre dance, compatibility is that of government.
And there's you to help connect the dots from the top to the bottom. Join Rotimi Sankore and Arogo Obo at the Public Square every Friday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is the Public Square.
And they're here. Shakumaku again to you all as you welcome to the Public Square. Today's Public Square will focus on Nigeria's presidential and National Assembly campaigns, which kick off on the 28th of this month. So we're just counting now days to the campaign beginning next week, Wednesday. INEC released the final list of candidates this week, and Rotimi Sankore and I will take you through the headline data and the big picture analysis. You remember that you can interact with the program on WhatsApp, 0809-597-5805. Again, 0809-597-5805. On Twitter, at Public Square NG, and at Rotimi Sankore, and at Awogo Obo, and at Nigeria Info FM. Rotimi.
Yes, how are you?
A brilliant afternoon. I'm fine. I hope you're great.
As great as Nigeria will allow.
Which is a lot for us just to get by. Excellent. Yes. We have a big conversation this afternoon.
Mm.
Right.
Yes. I think, the race is finally about to kick off.
Right.
The athletes are now in their track suits, warming up. Jogging up and down, stretching their muscles. This time Wednesday, they will be on the blocks. The person, INEC, that is, with the firing pistol will be ready. Once it goes, boom, the race commences. So, I think the action is about to commence.
The action is about to commence. So we're going to go through the main talking points straight away. Rotimi, many people will be interested, of course, with the presidential election and the candidates that will be taking part in next year's presidential poll. So we begin with that, the presidential candidate list.
Yes, very interesting. The first thing to remind everyone, of course, is that it is not a three-horse race, contrary to what a lot of people think.
Yes.
A lot of people think it is between Tinubu of the APC, Obi of Labour Party, and Atiku of PDP.
Right.
But it is not. There are 18. Those may be the three leading contenders. But look, as they say in football, it's not over until it's over. Because anything can happen. Yellow card, red card, sending off. I mean, own goals. I mean, you just never know. So if you've put your money on one side or the other, thinking that, these are the regular Champions League candidates. I mean, you just may be shocked. So let's quickly give everybody a rundown of the 18.
Right.
As they stand in alphabetical order. So if you don't know the name, the acronym of the parties at this point, sorry for you, we can't help you. So, Party A, I mean, that is their acronym. I mean, they've creatively gone for the first alphabet.
And automatically the first name on the ballot, huh?
Yes. It doesn't mean they will win, but they are the top, Party A. Again, if you don't know what that means at this point, we can't help you. Well, actually, we can. Because if you remember, some editions ago, we actually went through the parties and the acronyms and what they mean. So if you search at Public Square NG Nigeria elections, I'm sure it will come up what all those parties mean. So Party A, Imomolen Christopher is their presidential candidate. As far as Nigeria politics goes, he's a youth. He's 38 years old. So if youth is a factor for you, Party A's candidate may be your guy. He's VP, Bello Maru.
Right.
He's 59. So about 20 years older. I don't know what that means, but there you are. Party AA, those ones decided to double the alphabet so that whatever happens, they don't miss being at the top. Interesting candidate, Hamza Al-Mustafa. If you don't know who that is, sorry for you in this country. We may give you a hint there. During the Abacha dictatorship, he was said to be Abacha's chief enforcer. So, Party AA, his vice candidate, as Mustafa's VP, is Johnson Chukwuka. AAC, one of the more popular parties because it's led by Omoyele Sowore. AAC. So Sowore made the cut.
It's also interesting looking at their ages as well as their qualifications.
Yes, well, I mean, I didn't go into the qualification because it will add more time, but
exactly.
Yes, it is interesting.
Yeah.
It is interesting. I mean, now you mention,
yeah.
I mean, we may break to add that Party A, Imomole and Christopher, is a mechanical engineer. Mustafa, well, he's a military officer, so WAEC, NDA.
Right.
Sowore has a master's degree in public administration. As most people know, he's the publisher of Sahara Reporters. ADC, Kachiku Dumebi, he says he has just WAEC. So, well, that's the qualification. Don't thumb your nose at it. ADP, Sani Yusuf, BSC, his vice president has a BSC as well. APC, Tinubu Bola Ahmed, regardless of what you may have had, INEC has him down here as having a BSC in business
administration.
His VP, Kole Shetima, has a BSc in agriculture. That is what it has him down here as. APGA, another party reasonably well known, if for nothing else because of Anambra State, Umeadi Chukwudi. and he has a LLB, so he's a lawyer. Then the only female candidate, please note, the only female candidate, APM, this is the only female presidential candidate,
all right,
APM, Ojei Princess Chichi, by Nigerian standards, she's a youth, she's 44. And, well, it doesn't say what the certificate is, but it is from Switzerland. So, it must be important if it is international. It just says there is an acronym which is not clear to me, and it says Switzerland. So her VP, I'm mentioning because she is female, is Ibrahim Mohammed, who has a HND. Now, APP Nnadi Osita, he just says he has school leaving certificates. Adenuga Sunday Oluwafemi of BP, Master of Science, Labour Party, Peter Obi Gregory. It's interesting the way it is put here. We know he has a degree from UNN in Nsukka, but it just says WAEC, GCE, and degree.
can figure it out.
Yes. Then NMPP, which is Kwakwanso. So far, he's one of the most educated PhD in water. So make of that what you may. PhD in water.
He even has a teaching certificate, Polytechnic, wonderful.
Yes. So if qualifications are your thing, that's your guy. Moving on quickly, NRM, Osakwe Johnson, BAMSC, PDP, Atiku. Now, this is GCE and Masters. So, these are, in quotes, some of the well-known candidates. Also worth mentioning that as far as age goes, the two of the front runners, Tinubu is 70, Atiku is 75. The medium age of Nigeria is 18. If age is important to you, well, I'm sure you know that by now. PRP, Abiola, Kolawole, if you don't know, that is MKO's son. He's the presidential candidate of the PROP. He has an MBA and MSc. And he is not so youthful. He's 60. So it gives you an idea how time has flown or how time has gone by in Nigeria if Kola Abiola is 60 now. For the SDP, Adebayo Ebenezer, LLB, he's a lawyer. For the YPP, Ado Abdul Malik, BSc in economics. ZLP, Iwanyawu Daniel, Bachelor of Law. And that's it. Those are your 18 candidates. Now, if the thing flew past you, and you really want to go through in detail, we have been good enough, as always, to curate this information for you. So you can go to at Public Square NG and scroll down. It's one of the top two tweets, and you will see the link to the final INEC list of the 18 presidential candidates. 17 men, one woman. You can also see it at Rotimi Sankore on Twitter. I've retweeted it, but the main thing is at Public Square NG. So there you are, 18 candidates. It's not a three-horse race, as many people think. And as I said earlier, in football, it's not over until it's over. Anything can happen between now and February 2023.
Mm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And anything indeed can happen. So Rotimi, we have, interestingly, the drop-down list of the candidates and their vice presidential candidate. Who are they? It's also very important that we look at the ones we have already gone through a number of them. You want to go through the more popular names on the list just to let.
Well, not necessarily to give anybody
exactly. I thought so too.
Any advantage more than others. I mean, that's why I stated that if people are interested in going through the 18 of them and their details and their particulars, we've posted it.
Excellent.
So people can, you can go have a look. We're giving you a summary of who they are, their parties, their qualifications, you know, age, where important, that is for those in their 30s that are considered as youth, the few in their 30s. And the older ones who are like the establishment candidates who are 70 plus.
Right.
I mean, a lot of young people in Nigeria think youth is a big deal. So we've reflected that. But otherwise, go and peruse at your pleasure.
Right. So in three minutes we'll go on a break, and it's quite a lengthy break, so there'll plenty of time for you during the break to have a look at Public Square NG at Rotimi Sankore at about Nigeria Info FM. Before we go to the break, Rotimi, we have the list for the presidency as well as for the National Assembly, but we don't have yet for the governorship and the House of Representatives positions.
You mean the House of Assembly?
Yes, the House of Assembly for the states.
Yes. Well, yes. For those wondering, that list will be out on the 4th of October.
Mm.
Then we will have a better idea what the real power play is like, because as you know, the elections are mainly won and lost in states.
Mm.
So if some candidates are not running governorship elections, it's slightly more difficult for them to mobilize.
Mm.
And as it is now, the APC and the PDP control most of the states except Anambra.
Mm. Mm.
But be that as it may, in the states that are not off cycle,
yes,
in the states that are not off cycle, we will have the list on the 4th of October from INEC.
On the 4th of October from INEC. All right, excellent. The election is not just only about the presidential. They have also the National Assembly, which also play a very important role. So, Rotimi, how many candidates in all do we have for the National Assembly? First for the Senate and the House of Representatives.
Okay, so this is a very important point for people to note, because a lot of people always assume that the federal governance is essentially a presidential affair.
Mm.
Unfortunately, it is not. If you are just rooting for your one guy and your one guy wins the election to the presidency,
right,
but has no support in the National Assembly, sorry for him or her, as the case may be. So, for the Senate, there are 1,101 candidates for 109 seats. 1,101. And for the House of Reps, there are 3,122 candidates for 360 seats.
Mm.
So that gives you an idea. And in fact, once you go and look at the lists at the social media handles that we've given you, and you scroll down, you will start to see what it may look like when the elections are over. Because not all the 18 presidential candidates, not all their parties are running candidates in all the Senate and House of Reps seats. So remember when we discussed the third force and what it may look like.
Sorry to interrupt you, Rotimi. We will have to go on this break. And when we come back, we'll continue our analysis on Public Square with the National Assembly, looking at the Senate and the House of Representatives. Don't forget, send us messages on WhatsApp 08095975805 and head off to our social media pages for you to read. And we'll come back to you shortly.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is The Public Square.
Welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria Info, and I did say it was a lengthy break, but great to be back, and great to hit you on the Public Square with a big, big story this evening. Well, for this week, and it's going to be the biggest story I can imagine politically also to next week when the campaigns begin, and that's because INEC has now released the list of candidates for the presidential elections, which happen on the 25th. Of February next year, and for the National Assembly, which Rotimi was on the review and analysis for the Senate and the House of Reps before we went on the break. So, Rotimi.
Yes, we were talking about the big picture regarding the National Assembly,
right?
And why it is in fact very, very important to pay attention to it. Now, a lot of people assume that solving the country's problems is a one-person show. I mean, I'm careful there not to say one-man show, because as we know, it's politics is not just for men. Even though, sadly, there is only one female presidential candidate. But a lot of people make this wrong assumption that whoever is in the presidency automatically can solve all the problems. And it is certainly not so. So as we can see, I mean, in case you missed the numbers earlier, for the 109 seats in the Senate, there are 1,101 candidates. And that's a lot to choose from. For the House of Reps, there are 3,122 candidates for 360 seats. And that's even more to choose from. Why does this matter? It matters because if you overly focus on the presidency, let's assume your candidate wins the presidency but does not have seats in the parliament. The two obvious things that will happen is that, one, the person's cabinet is unlikely to be confirmed from antagonistic parties. You know, the person's cabinet is unlikely, or that cabinet will only be confirmed with a lot of horse trading, which will compromise the intention or quality of the candidates. You know, intended by the person who has won the presidency. The second thing is the budget. Because a budget, and people need to understand clearly, a budget is a statement of priorities. That's what it is. Any government budget is a statement of the priorities of that government. So in Nigeria, for instance, where two things are big priorities. Electricity, for instance. I mean, if you've never listened to Public Square before and you don't know, let us remind you that the global standard for sustainable development is 1,000 megawatts per 1 million people. So the country should be at least 200,000 megawatts. Mm. We are at 5. Mm. When the grid crashes, it is 0. Mm. So electricity is a priority. Education, job skills are a priority. Mm. If a candidate that wins the presidency says, okay, these are my priorities, and I want to focus on those. If the person does not have the numbers in the parliament, that budget will not pass.
Right.
Or the budget will pass with a lot of horse trading. So this is the importance of parliament in government. Mm-hmm. You know, in a presidential system, there is an overemphasis on the presidency. In the European democracies, which are mostly parliamentary, it is much clearer what the importance of the parliament is, because the prime minister is a parliamentarian elected in one constituency. Mm-hmm. So the emphasis is not on executive power. The emphasis is on the ideology of the party in power. But, you know, here the emphasis is on the executive presidency, and sometimes it is tied to the person's personality, not necessarily an ideological framework or competence or otherwise. Mm. So you can see in a place like America, for instance, Donald Trump, you know, who no one expected to win, won the presidency, partly because of a combination of racism and all kinds of factors that he managed to mobilize, like that anti-immigrant sentiment, anti-Obama sentiment, and so forth like that. Mm. So Nigeria having the presidential system tends to mirror those kind of what I would call democratic flaws. Mm. But it doesn't mean that the parliament is not important, because if the parliament does not approve the cabinet, does not pass the budget, then the president is in trouble. It is partly because we have had what people call rubber stamp parliament here, that people don't think it is serious. But this time around, it's not clear that anybody is a favorite to win the presidency. So it's slightly more complicated, and that's why the parliament is really important, and it's important that people pay attention to those numbers. Again, if you go to the social media handles provided, especially at Public Square NG, you can scroll down and see where the party of your choice is running candidates for parliament. And then you can decide how to mobilize there.
All right. Makes a lot of sense. And so we can have a look at what the National Assembly looks like. Another very important thing, Ruthmi, as we profile both lists for the presidency as well as the National Assembly. And by the way, they're happening on the same day, 25th of February next year. The presidency as well as the National Assembly, the governorship and the state assemblies will happen the week after. Gender representation has been an issue in Nigeria's democracy. We have a breakdown of the candidates gender-wise.
Oh, yes. I mean, this is just a disaster. This is just a disaster. I mean, I often wonder, how democratic is a democracy in which women are not appropriately represented? It's not a real democracy at all. And in Nigeria, it's even worse. Why? Because, I mean, let me put it in context. Nigeria has the fourth lowest representation of women in parliament in the world. The fourth lowest in the world. And the lowest in Africa. And that tells you a lot. The reason it is important is that there are a lot of things that have to do with economy, jobs, education, training, and so forth, which without gender representation, you know, it's just not going to happen. If you look at the most developed countries in the world, the countries with the strongest economies, sustainably stronger economies, these are the countries that have the highest female participation in the economy. And the highest female participation in the economy comes from government policies, education, you know, and so forth like that. Mm-hmm. So if there is no female representation in government, then issues that will encourage female participation in education, in economics, in commerce, and so forth, in technology, will not be prioritized. So this is a huge minus. This is a huge minus. And if you look at the numbers just from the candidates, it may get even worse. There is only one woman running for president out of 18. Mm-hmm. And out of those numbers that we provided for the Senate and the National Assembly, only 8%, only 8% of the candidates for the Senate are women, and only 9% of the candidates for the House of Representatives are women. Mm. I mean, this is extremely poor. When the list for the governors and the House of Assembly is released, you may see that it may even be worse there, because in roughly half the states in Nigeria, there is no woman in the House of Assembly.
Right.
I mean, that's from a democratic from a democratic point of view, that's an unmitigated disaster.
Massive. And I think about how this over the years has continued to deep. And it's reflected in a lot of indexes. The HDI also has a problem with Nigeria's representation of women. And you find out that there's a strong correlation among the countries on the lower rungs of most of the development indexes. Representation of women in politics also tallying with the underrepresentation of women also too, and girls in the education sector. So, Ruthie, also we look at the big picture implication of the candidates list as it stands. If you have a dashboard view, what does it look like?
Well, I mean, let's start again with the gender issue. I mean, it is so poor. I mean, the political parties have disappointed so much. You know, the old boys network, the way they fixed the whole thing, it just shows that as far as gender representation in politics, in budgeting, it may just get worse. Mm. It may just get worse. I mean, just to give a simple example, basic things like maternity leave, if they are not prioritized in legislation, what that means is that the labor force participation of women is going to drop, and that means the economy is going to plunge. Mm. People need to understand, economies are not built on oil. Economies are built on human capacity, and human capacity includes women. So, I mean, this is one of the big picture takeaways. Mm. The second one is that in terms of the spread of the candidates, the party representation is going to be wonky, in the sense that it's strange and it's really difficult to understand. I mean, from one point of view, the resource issue decides. So the parties in power that have their hand in the cookie jar are obviously able to abuse state resources and put more candidates forward. You know, but it shouldn't be so. It should be that the other parties should take these other positions as seriously. Mm. So if you look at the representation, the spread of the parties, that is amongst the National Assembly, for instance, the 1,101 candidates for the Senate, and the 3,122 for the House of Reps, you will see that the parties are not equitably represented there, which means that we are likely to have a scenario in which the two parties that have managed to grab executive power at the state and national level are going to have a strong dominance in the National Assembly. And that is bad for democracy, because as we can see, often there is no difference between a lot of these characters. They just cross over and cross back and cross over and cross back. And that means that in terms of ideological framework, the priorities for ordinary people, it's not really their priority. For many of them, it's chop by chop, you know? And that is bad, because the other 15 parties do not have, the other 16 parties do not have the spread necessary to counterbalance them, to ensure that there's even any serious democratic discussion or debate on budget issues and so forth like that. Right. So, this is really bad news.
Absolutely. And it's something we had hoped going from previous election cycles, that the new parties will sort of consolidate not just their positions, but also be able to have a foot in the next election. But you're right, going through the list, very many of the parties don't have representations in either the Senate or the House of Representatives. Before we go on the next break, Ruthie, which will take us, of course, to let the people join in the conversation, I think we have touched on most of the points already, except you want to add something before we go on the break.
Yes. We may see something bizarre happening.
Right.
We may see a situation in which some constituencies vote for individuals rather than parties. Because although the two big parties are largely tainted, we may see a situation in which individuals that are thought to have more credibility than their party may win elections in places where that party is not expected to win. I mean, if you live in Lagos, for instance, you may be aware of a particular candidate for one of the two main parties who is more known as a pop star, but who's also an entertainment entrepreneur, and is more on the youthful side. You can see a lot of excitement being generated when people like that win their party ticket, not for the party, but for the candidate. So it is possible. It is possible that some candidates may buck the trend of, the parties being expected to capture National Assembly seats in particular states. But where there is a candidate that is affiliated to the youth or seem to be more credible than his or her party, you may find that the election may go the way of that person against both the person's party and against the trend in the state.
Right.
So
right.
It's likely we may see some significant seats being won like that. What it will add up to at the national level, we don't know, but it means that at least there will be different types of voices
than what
currently exists.
Good. All right. So we'll go on that break, Ruthie, and we come back. We'll have the news headlines, and then we can open the phone lines and engage social media and everywhere. Please stay with us on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Tell you about Public Square. There are several lines that meet at the edges.
Youth of this country who are already in a disillusioned, disenchanted state will be encouraged.
Where we talk about the fine margins. Sometimes it's black, white, and blurry.
It's also informed by the need to save costs and reduce legislative time.
Then there are the actors right at the center, coming through political processes, which could be dramatic.
To the extent of this man, if Parliament does not raise this money.
And controversial.
If driving to the roads is a getting the macabre down. is that of government.
And there's you to help connect the dots from the top to the bottom. Join Rotimi Sankore and Aroho Obo at the Public Square every Friday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is the Public Square.
Welcome back to the Public Square, 2 minutes past five. If you missed the first half of the conversation, oh, blimey me. Well, the second half, they say, better late and than never. You might as well get into the square straight away. Rotimi Sankore and I have been looking at this list by INEC, list of candidates for the presidential election as well as the National Assembly election on the 25th of February next year. And have done a dashboard review, and also Rotimi has looked at the big picture of what the implications will be on a number of things. So this hour we're going to engage with you on the different platforms on social media at Nigeria Info FM at Public Square NG, also too on WhatsApp 0809 597 5805 again 0809 597 5805. We'll open the phone lines also too. This hour, 0700-993-993-993. Again, 0700-993-993-993. So, Rotimi, I think we can go to the phone lines.
Yes, I hope. But before we do, for those still asking where the list is, please, we've explained already, go to at Public Square NG on Twitter and just scroll down the first or second tweet and you will see the list for the INEC final list of presidential candidates, Senate and House of Assembly. If you can't find our Public Square NG, then go to at Rotimi Sankore or at Ahoho Obo and you will see the list there. The link is to the INEC website and you can have as much time as possible to analyze the list. What we did is just to provide a snapshot, dashboard, data analysis of it, just to provide a discussion point for the program. But the link to the actual list is up there on social media at Public Square NG, at Rotimi Sankore, at Aho Obo.
Excellent. So we go to the phone lines and hear from the people. Hello and good afternoon.
Hello.
Good. Great to have you join us. Your name, please, and where you're calling from. Right. Do call back and better luck next time. Hello and good afternoon, or good evening, rather.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Great to have you join us. Your name, please, and where you're calling from.
Ifeanyi.
Ifeanyi, please.
Calling from. Yeah, I just called to turn out to the day. I called yesterday because I won treasure hunt on Monday.
All right, they'll get in touch with you, the people who want treasure hunt. Hello and good afternoon.
Shaku Maku.
Hey, Makushi.
Good afternoon.
Great.
And good evening to Rotimi Sankore.
Yes, your name, please, and where you're calling from.
This is Pastor Ladipo.
Oh, Pastor Ladipo.
I'm calling from Morilegom.
Great. Please go ahead, Pastor Ladipo.
Now, my take is this. I have a challenge with the qualifications. Does it mean that it is what the people submitted that INEC published? Secondly, what I find out is this, that some spaces are left behind. They said court's order. But does it mean that they didn't finalize those court cases before the INEC released those lists?
Hmm.
And can they also change and impute some other names before the election time? Those are the things I'm curious about. Thank you, and God bless Nigeria.
All right. Thank you very much, Pastor Ladipo, for your observations. Hello and good afternoon.
Ifobo.
Great to have you join us. Hey, Makushi.
Yala. Sarotimi, good evening, sir.
Hello.
INEC. Hello, Ifobo.
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead, please.
The ICPC, you mentioned, you said some people are doing something to our treasury, right? Why are they there? Are they not in position to stop this or bring these people out? They're just saying this to us on the air. And for INEC, I thought they are independent. Let them do the proper check and whatever this is. Not that after election, then somebody will go to court. Oh, you didn't back this. Why did you do this? They've started put dragging on all these things. Please, they should clear all these things before this election. I want this election to hold. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Hello and good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Great to have you join us. Your name, please, where are you calling from?
Benjamin Chidebe. I'm calling from Maboro.
All right, Benjamin.
Good evening to Mr. Your guest, the line. My question is this. As the list now have already come out to the public domain by the INEC, I think what of the court orders, many of them that have a court order pending, in which they never dissolve it now, and their name is in the, included in the list. The secondly, the ICPC, I heard you read something about ICPC, that something is happening to our treasury. Why are they bringing it to our public domain and for them to take care of it first before they come out from the public domain? Are we the one that will go and hunt for them, look for them or something like that? That's my question. So I think, I believe that they are failing on their works, their job, where they're supposed to do, please.
All right. Thank you very much, Benjamin Chidebere. Hello, Alan, good evening. Kindly move away from the device you're with so that we don't get the feedback.
Good evening.
Great. Your name, please, and where are you calling from?
Jude, calling from Badagry.
All right. Go ahead, please.
My submission is concerning their certificate. Now, they have submitted their CV, right? Not original certificate. Not when INEC will say they should come up with the original certificate, somebody will be running to court to question INEC authority to ask him or her to bring his original results. I'm referring to what we had during Buhari. Do you understand? When they asked him to bring his original results, he started going to court. I beg, we have had all their CVs, all their qualifications and all that. That time, they will make sure that they will come up with the original certificate. That's my submission. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. There's been quite a number of people interested in the academic qualifications of the candidates.
Look. The issue of academic qualification is well known. You know, it's what you say you have. That is published.
Right.
So if you say you have PhD, it is published. If somebody can disprove that you provided false credentials, then that's a different matter. You know, I mean, we know there are cases around people that say, oh, they have degree, but their primary and school certs is missing. You know, termites have done something to it, you know, or the, you know, the birds have flown away with it, and so on and so forth like that. I mean, we've even seen one of the main presidential candidates' spokesperson, you know. I mean, the spokesperson used to be a colleague of mine. And the person came out, that this spokesperson came out recently to say that, what is all this unnecessary excitement about certificate, that after all, the Queen of England, who just passed away, never had any formal education. So people should stop asking for his candidates, primary and secondary school.
Yeah.
You know, so you will get all kinds of justifications. I mean, this spokesperson, I never expected him to say something like that, because, I mean, he's an otherwise very intelligent person.
Yeah.
At least from when at least from when I used to work with him. But you will see people coming up with all kinds of stories about certificate. Now, the key thing about certificate is that if you say you have something and it turns out you don't have it, it speaks to the integrity of the candidate. That's actually the main thing. You know, it speaks to the integrity of the candidate And of course, the issue of whether the person presented false credentials. But as to what is published, it is what you say you have. And if you present something to support it, is, you know, then it will be accepted. If you say the termites made away with it and you bring an affidavit, it, you know, it may be accepted unless somebody proves otherwise. So the certificate saga is going to be continuous like that. Now, as to whether certificates make people better leaders,
right?
That one is up for grabs. Some people will argue, of course, that if somebody only has primary school certificate, the person can't understand complex economic issues. And that may well be true. But it's up to you as a voter to decide whether a candidate that has presented themselves appears competent enough based on what you hear the person say, the manifesto, and the educational qualifications the person said that they have. It's up to you to decide.
Up to you to decide. And in response to Pastor Ladipo, I was going to say that from what we heard from Festus Okoye, the National Commissioner for Information and Voter Education, INEC, about, take for example, one of the more prominent names missing on the Senate list, Ahmed Lawan, the President of the Senate. He said that there's an ongoing court process, and if the court process is done, whatever the court rules will decide whether Ahmed Lawan or Machina represents Yobe North for the Senate, which of course answers the question that there are several litigations still going on with respect to how the parties will represent candidates for the election. And it means that you can have names added to the current list once the court has pronounced, according to Festus Okoye, on any of the candidates into that list. I hope that clarifies the point around.
And it's probably worth mentioning that these cases seem to come up more often where INEC has stated that to the best of their understanding, no valid primaries were conducted, which they monitored.
Right. And a great case in point was with Senator Gotula Kwabio in Akwa Ibom, where they had to go over and over again about the primaries and all of that. I think we can go back to the phone lines.
Or that a name submitted did not participate in the said primary.
Right. Which we found in some of some instances. Some even had to go and conduct new primaries within the stipulated time for candidates to emerge. We saw that happen a lot with the state state assemblies and National Assembly also too. Back to the phone lines, 0700-993-993-993. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-597-5805. Again, 0809-597-5805. That's for WhatsApp. Hello and good afternoon. Well, good evening.
Good afternoon, sir.
I keep going afternoon.
I'm out to Nandira Info.
Yes, you are. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
Destiny from Ikotun.
All right, Destiny, go ahead.
Yes, I want to go through that the analysis that your guest is making about the House, you know. I think having effect on the presidential candidate or whosoever that wins as a presidential person. But the thing is, that is one of the challenges, one of the fears of the election in this our country, Nigeria. And that is why, from my own opinion on understanding, that is why it's very difficult for us to get a capable person that stays in the hands of affairs, president. Because looking at the two main political parties, the two major political parties, they look at it the way they are. Look, you understand that those people that they will have as their members in the House, these have to do with money, and they have to do with a lot of resources and power. Mm. And they will come in, and they have invested a lot in this election. And they are invested, and when somebody has invested, they see it as a business.
So it becomes difficult for you to get a better person to run the affairs of this country.
Right.
Because for me, like our president, the president has the way it is now. We understand that the way he came and the kind of a merger of a party that brought him. I think that these are one of the challenges that he's facing. Himself, he might be a nice person to lead this country to where it's supposed to be. But because of amalgamation that comes in, people have invested and a lot of the forces that comes in, I think for me, is a fear of getting a right person to lead us in this country.
Thank you very much, Destiny, and great point. Richmond, I think we can go on to WhatsApp now because the messages are flooding in. We have... quite a long one, but I think that we will take it. Peter Yorinde from Anthony says that it's a nail on my hat to be reminded that our women are shying away from political ambition. I used to believe that the problem is that men don't allow women to have that ambition because of issues we've discussed regularly in the square, such as forced marriage, women disenfranchisement, and other discriminations. However, we can notice that historically women don't want to lead. I may agree it's age-long conditioning, but today really... want to lead. Just as some women want to be housewives, I don't think you will find 3 out of 10 women samples who want to go through the stress of community leadership. Secondly, I thought ZLP have reconciled with LP. Are they sticking around to act as a butterfly from the same caterpillar? I hail you both. Peter Yorinde, interesting comments here.
Please, before we go on.
Right.
I mean, it's really important that we underline something here. Who told this our esteemed listener that women don't want to participate in leadership? He, in the same message, he underlined some of the reasons which we've always discussed in the public square why women are unable to participate in election. He is the one who mentioned something like first child marriage. I mean, if in a state 83% of all the women in the state were subjected to first child marriage, and otherwise they were captured as children at 12, 13 or 14 and subjected to sexual slavery and domestic abuse, who told him that those women can grow up and have the capacity to want to run for House of Assembly, House of Reps, Senate, or governor, or president. So the disenfranchisement starts from when females are young. And even in states where the disenfranchisement is not so heavy, just every day in quotes, things like childbirth can be big obstacles. If you have 3 or 4 children, for instance, it's an obstacle if the political parties don't organize the primary at a time that is convenient for you. In the European parliamentary democracies, there are laws stating that primaries have to be held within a certain time frame. For instance, the primaries have to be held in the daytime. They have to be held in a place where if a woman aspirant with children turns up, the children can be put in the creche, in the nursery, and so on and so forth like that. In Nigeria, there are no such laws in place. So if you have 3 or 4 children and you want to go to the primary, you want to contest, and then the thing starts at 8 in the night and ends at 2 in the morning, What's going to happen there?
Right.
So it's really, I mean, maybe we should do a program on the obstacles that are put in place to disenfranchise women from political representation. It is not that women don't want to. In the countries where the field has been leveled, you see more women representation.
Right. Right. So let's take in some more comments here on WhatsApp, Rutmi. This is Bethel. Bethel from Satellite Town says the issue on development in Imo State and other states like Bornu and Co. allegedly on fake proliferation of voters registration says, what's your take at Sankore? Kazim from Ejigbo says, is it possible to for different party candidates to merge? Chike from Apapa says, the problem I have with the list is two candidates of PDP and APC because of their age and track record. Second is the fear of INEC may favor APC, the ruling party. Third, challenges of non-indigenous to vote safely, especially in states like Lagos and Kogi. Chike from Apapa, we hear your fears. Then
but Paul, those fears have to have evidence. You can't just say that he has a fear that INEC favors the ruling party. How? Absolutely.
How? Very true. Paul is it okay from Aja says, like the program, can wrote to me say something about vote buying and selling. Good evening, all. Good analysis as usual from Mr. Rotimi. But my question is that, are you saying that INEC can just accept whatever credentials candidates submit without vetting it before publishing until someone comes up to query certificate authenticity? Because I need further clarification from Mr. Rotimi. Then...
but we are just stating the obvious now.
Exactly.
There are candidates that claimed that they can't find their primary and secondary school certificates because the termites have made away with it, or whatever excuse that they provided. And then they provided the university degree. So, you know, and it has been accepted. They came with affidavit or whatever it is, and it has been accepted. So if you believe they didn't go to primary or secondary school, it's up to you to challenge. We are just stating the obvious.
Right, right. Very true. Ugo from Papa Ajao. Yes, true. We have the story already. And it's the building collapse in Mushin. Yes, we hear you. A rescue operation is already going on. The update to that story is two people have been rescued and they're still searching for others. Thank you very much. And we do hope those who are trapped will be found as quickly as possible. All right. So, Rotimi, I think we'll take one call before we go on this lengthy break I see here. One more call. Let's see before we go on the break and we come back for the home run. Hello and good evening.
Hello.
Great to have you. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Maxwell.
Maxwell.
Calling from Ilukoji.
Very quickly, go ahead.
Yeah, please, I'm asking about the Akpabio. Did the Akpabio name appear in the paper? Because it has seemed that they have disqualified him, which I said that they have, INEC did not have right to dismiss Akpabio, that it's only the party that have to choose somebody. Did his name appear there, or did INEC accept him? Please, thank you.
All right, thank you very much, Maxwell. Senator Godfrey Akpabio's name appears on the list, and I guess that's settled. He'll be contesting the senatorial election for Akwa Ibom State. And if you did follow up, the court had asked INEC to include his name, so INEC simply just obeyed what the court had said. So, Rotimi, I think we can go on the break.
Mm.
We come back from the break, we'll have our 360 with everything from social media to WhatsApp and the phone lines. So get ready when we come back for that final dash to the finish line. Please stay with us at 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
This is The Public Square.
All right, welcome back to 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 25 minutes to 6, and we're making the final dash for the finish with Rotimi Sankore. Together, we have a look at the presidential candidates for next year's general election, together with the National Assembly, as well as a big picture looking at the qualifications together with... together with their parties, whether they have representation running for the National Assembly, because it's important if you are going to get the policies right, then you need National Assembly packed with your people. So, Ruthie, we're still taking in the calls and the messages on WhatsApp, 0809-597-5805. That's on WhatsApp, on social media at Nigeria Info FM, at Public Square NG, at Ruthie Sankore, at Awo Obo. We'd love to hear from you on social media. Someone asking on WhatsApp, did Ahmed Lawan make the list of senatorial candidates? Well, it's pending. INEC says they're waiting for a court to rule on this one, and then Yobi Not will know who will be their candidate for the All Progressives Congress. But other parties have their candidates already there on the list. All right. I think we'll go back to the phone lines. 0700-993-993-993. Again, 0700-993-993. Really interesting situation. I wonder how the people can campaign without knowing who their candidates, whether they will be on the list or not. But that's for them to decide. Hello. All right. Hello.
Hello. Good evening, Aho.
Aha. Good evening. Great to have you join us.
Thank you very much. I'm Eze Doom from Sugar.
Eze Doom. Good.
What have you wrote to me? Quickly, I think INEC is working hard to deliver free and fair election. But I think some politicians are working hard to delay INEC. I think we are going to watch Imo State, what is happening in Imo State. But having said that, I think INEC has the mandate to conduct election. If INEC want to use device or any gadget, they have the right to conduct election. I don't think that court should limit to INEC to what they use to conduct election. But I will have you say that, please. I want to appeal to Rotimi. Please, Rotimi. If there's anything Trump did to you, I appeal on his behalf. I am not happy that all the time Rotimi always refer to Donald Trump as a bad person, that as he always use wrong riff for Donald Trump. Trump did not win his election on anti-Obama. No, American people was angry that Obama gave them gay rights, weak defense, and lawlessness. They elected President Trump. If any African should love any American president, it should be Trump.
So
Trump sold arms to us, even when Biden and Obama refused to sell us arms.
All right. Because of gay rights. So that we don't throw the discussion into another tangent.
Please. I don't know what his love for Trump is or not, but the point is, if you lose an election as Trump did, and then you claim you don't lose and you try and inspire an insurrection to overthrow a democratically elected government, then you are not a Democrat. That's the point about Trump. Till today, Trump keeps on saying he didn't lose. And that undermines trust in the democratic system, because all the electoral, the entire electoral process reflected that Trump lost the election. And Trump says he did not.
All right.
And everybody saw what happened on January 6th. Let's not derail the argument,
Let's get back.
To the question of America. But it's important to understand that, you know, you are either a Democrat or you are not. You can't like the system only when you win.
All right, let's stay on track. Let's get back. Okay, sorry about that. Do call back. Let's stay with the lists for next year's general elections. Hello and good evening.
Shakumaku.
Hey, Makushi. Oh, disappeared. What happened? Hello and good evening.
Hello. Good evening. Hello.
Great to have you join us. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
I'm Dan, please.
All right, Dan. Please go ahead.
From Anjegle.
AJ City. Go on, Dan.
I love Sakure's. People like Rotimi Sakure will be one of support to be an INEC leader, because that man is grounded with wisdom, with knowledge. You see?
Right.
Let me talk about women contesting concession election. You see, if you go back, look at what happened to election in during the time of Rita Ochi.
Right.
You will notice that women are free because of these talks of men or politicians we are having these days by using their power, money. If you won the election, that woman win the second election. And they went back because of the power holding in Lagos State by their whatsoever they call it.
Right.
They went back and conduct that election again in Ajuru Nigeria.
Right.
Outside that woman, because they are threatening the life of that woman to be killed. And when you look it very well, you find out that the election in Nigeria, for women to come in, they are afraid. Because of the kind of politician men with their money, with their godfather, whatsoever, and so forth. And also, in INEC, if INEC will help Nigeria to save Nigeria out of this situation, INEC should know that they are not working for the federal government. They are working for the masses. Because anything go wrong in this election, INEC will be held responsible. INEC should give a credible election for Nigeria. Because Nigeria are tired with those old men or politicians, call themselves fadalism, whatever. They will promise the youth, promise. Look at what is going on in Nigeria now. The youth, the youth, how they are being intimidated.
Right, right.
And we have people in that legislature, government, people that went to school. But on that, today, they are not thinking about that. They are all after their own, carry their children to outside country.
Right.
But that, INEC should do a credible election this time. Let us know who is who.
Right.
We need a president who will lead Nigeria out of this mess. Not by those kind of their powers, money, election. We need a president who has understanding, know the system, well grounded, with education, with wisdom, who know what it pays the poor, who know how to move the country. Nigeria is backward.
All right, thank you very much. And the campaign begins next week, and I'm sure we're going to have I'm sure we'll have opportunity also to look at the campaign and the mood around the campaign, and hopefully we get a very, very...
This is going to be a very, very long campaign. A lot of drama is going to happen.
Absolutely. Please step away from the device so we don't get the feedback.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good evening. Your name, please, and where you're calling from?
My name is Tunde.
All right.
I'm actually on the road.
All right, Tunde. I hope you're not driving, by the way.
No, I'm not the one driving.
Okay, great. Please go ahead.
Yeah, your guest seems to be very biased. He keeps going back to, if you want to mention Achiwaju's name, mention it now. Instead of going that some people, termites, that, I haven't seen anywhere where anybody mentioned termites or maybe even rodents getting any certificate this time around. The funny thing is that it's obvious where the support is. Same Peter Obi certificate has been a source of discussion, trending for the past 2 or 3 days because the particular certificate that was issued on a Saturday, there are two. The second one, maybe the NY certificate, was issued on a public holiday without any stamp, without any seal. How come nobody is talking about? They're talking about rodents. You know, we have to be neutral when we are on air like this, so that we don't need to show any form of bias.
All right,
you know.
You see what is happening here?
Okay, Tunde.
You know, it's like when some people say vote wisely,
right?
And then the supporters of a particular party start shouting, "What do you mean, vote wisely? What do you mean, vote wisely?" I gave an example. I said, there are situations in which some candidates may have come out and said termites made away with their certificates. And gave affidavit or whatever, and INEC accepted. Who mentioned his candidates?
Uh-huh.
You see, when you mention a hypothetical situation and somebody jumps up and say, you are talking of my candidate, you are talking of my candidate.
All right. Wrote me some interesting messages here on WhatsApp. Well, suddenly we have a lot of listeners from the United States.
Gosh.
I guess Eze Doom must have brought them out of their shells. To Mr. Rotimi, I greet you, sir. Miwa from New York City says, who told Eze Doom that American people were angry with Obama because of gay? Cannot stop laughing. And he goes off with laughing emojis. Another Americana has written here too on WhatsApp. Tell Eze Doom that it doesn't know anything about America and this country. We got there's a lot of expletives here used here, but obviously he doesn't like Donald Trump. We get you, but do try writing the way where we can at least read your messages and not have to insult anyone. Lima from Ibaho says, "Beg brother Okon." Well, this one says Nawa. Only Nigerians in Nigeria will support Trump. We Nigerians in the U.S. know how Trump's presidency almost got us running. Should be allowed to describe him and these people. Okay, another Americana writing here. Okay, all right, someone's talking about campaign and financial inducement. I think we'll have to dedicate another show on that one about how people can be very wary about campaign gimmicks. During the season, we can squeeze in two more calls before we say bye-bye. Hello and good evening.
Hello.
All right, move away from the device, please, so we don't get the feedback.
Hello, Mr. Roti, Mr. Ankore.
Great. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
My name is Gordon. I'm calling from Lagos.
Gordon.
Yes.
Go ahead, please.
I quite agree with a lot of things Mr. Sankore has said.
Mm.
You see, we run or we operate a very corrupt system.
Mm.
A man who presented a university degree certificate can't the qualifying certificates, that's the primary and secondary school, be gotten from the university where he graduated if the one he has been eaten by termites or whatever. The INEC people should do a thorough job and then get us people. There are conditions under which a candidate qualifies for an elective position. They should do a thorough job and leave all this nonsense of certificate eaten by termites or got lost on transit or anything. Go back to the university where the person claimed to have graduated. They will show you the person's qualifying certificate and they can do a thorough job with such documents.
Right.
Instead of acting based on affidavit. Anybody can go to the court and swear, tell lies and affidavit and present it and they accept it.
All right. Thank you very much,
thank you.
Gordon, for your observation. And finally, hello and good evening.
Hey, finally, I got through all of these years.
Oh, these years. Wonderful. What's your name, please?
All of these years, not just this year. These years.
Your first time caller on Nigeria Info.
Good evening. Good evening, you guys.
Good. What's your name, please?
My name is Jide.
All right, Jide, go.
And it's so interesting this time that we are in. But it's unfortunate that... there is this Yoruba, Rotimi will know this. Wangboroma diye, lowo iku, ono je, kon lo sakita, kon lo je. Nigerians, that is the post, the patriots, I would say the patriots, are working tirelessly. The patriots like Rotimi Sankore, patriots like Guru of other channel, patriots like... Jimmy Disu, Petros, like the other guys, you know, we do not have personal interest here. The only personal interest we have is for Nigeria to be better for everybody. The present generation and the future generation. That is why we are saying this. Vote wisely is what we are saying. Vote wisely is what we're clamoring for. We can't afford to get it wrong this time around again. We can't. We can't. I know what I put in terms of campaign to get this government into power.
Mm.
I know how many friends, Facebook friends, social media friends, and even personal friends that I have a severe relationship with because of this APC government. You know?
Mm.
But here we are today. See where we have found ourselves. And we have said, we have tried PDP. It has failed us. We have tried APC. It has failed us. Let us try another party.
All right.
Even now talking about credentials or no credentials, just like the other caller said, if you get an admission to any university, definitely you must present your high school or your secondary school certificate.
Mm.
They should go to the school of this guy.
Mm.
Oh. They, after all, they could publish his university.
All right,
which guy?
You know, let them publish the other result.
All right, Jide, we're out of time, so we have to go. And I do hope you can get through to us and not have to wait for several years again. But we thoroughly enjoyed your contribution, and for everyone who joined in, thank you very much also for coming into the square. By this time next week, the campaigns would have begun, Rotimi, and we have to say goodbye now.
Yes, the campaign would have begun on next Friday, 4 p.m., Independence Day edition of Public Square.
Right.
October 1 is the next day, so 4 p.m. Friday.
Excellent, and look forward to a great show. The one asking on WhatsApp whether a candidate who is contested for presidency and National Assembly, will he go to jail? He cannot go to jail for that. All right. We have a fantastic weekend, and everyone also too. We'll go on a quick break. When we come back, it's time for the news. And after the news, Sammy Fine will be in for music and moment.